sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, good news. According to a new study from the University of Edinburgh, people who attend golf tournaments are among the fittest spectators of any sport. That's right. If you ever need an excuse to go watch some golf, researchers found that 83% of the people who go to golf courses to watch tournaments exceed the daily recommended daily step counts. Anyway. And end up averaging more than 11,500 steps a day. I think that's a perfect excuse. Honey, don't you want me to be healthy? Well, then I need to go watch the golf tournament. I'm just trying to be healthy. I'm working on my steps. Don't you want me to live longer? Let me go watch some golf. Of course, you know, if you're pounding beers the whole time, I don't know, it may even help. David Letterman is only 2 years into retirement, and apparently he's getting antsy because he's going to be hosting a new talk show on Netflix. Yeah, Letterman's coming back for that. Now, there's no title yet, but it sounds different from what he did on The Late Show. It'll be an hour-long pre-taped show where each episode will focus on just one topic, so it won't be all over the place. Netflix says it'll feature, quote, in-depth conversation with extraordinary people and in-the-field segments expressing his curiosity and humor. And there's no guest list yet, but he says he'd like to interview people like President Trump or Pope Francis, so big names. He does have one guest booked, but he won't say who it is. For now, Dave is only doing 6 episodes. Of course, they'll do more if the show's a hit, and it will premiere sometime next year. I just hope he keeps that big beard. He's got this. If you have not seen David Letterman recently, he has this huge, big white Santa Claus beard, and it's amazing, man. So I hope he keeps that. Lastly, I don't think this place counts as fine dining, maybe to some, but I do know that people are going to be lining up for hours to get in. Cheetos, that's right, Delicious Cheetos is opening up a pop-up restaurant in New York City next Tuesday that only serves food made with Cheetos. That's it. For example, some highlights. A grilled cheese filled with cheese, bacon, tomatoes, and Cheetos. Delicious. A mac and cheese made with white cheddar and Flamin' Hot Chipotle Ranch Cheeto crust. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. That is worth the trip alone. They got tacos with chicken, veggies, and Flamin' Hot Limon Cheetos on top. Nachos that use Cheetos instead of tortilla chips. A cheesecake with Cheetos crust. I don't know about that. But everything else sounds pretty damn amazing. The restaurant is only going to be open for 3 days. But if it all goes well, they'll probably be doing it again. I hope so. And then they'll also be releasing a recipe book if you want to make the stuff yourself. So if you can't make it to New York to try this pop-up restaurant, at least they will have the recipes for us. God, I can taste it right now. That mac and cheese with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, God, that's every stoner's dream. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?